Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of vaccines and drugs we use rely heavily on animal tests before they go to market. Now, though, there's a serious shortage of laboratory monkeys for science and medical research. It's reported that prices for lab primates are 15 times what they were pre-COVID. And last month, science advisors to the government said the shortages are hurting federal research in public health and national security. Let's talk about this with Carolyn Johnson, science reporter at The Washington Post. Carolyn, welcome.
Thanks.
Before we talk about this shortage, why do we use monkeys in research in this country in the first place?
There are a whole bunch of different reasons that they're used. Drug testing is one example. If you got a COVID vaccine, those were tested in non-human primates before they were given to people. But another is questions about infectious disease, neuroscience, aging. Monkeys are more closely related to humans than something like a lab rat. So there are questions you can test in a primate model that you can't test in a more simple animal model.
Now, critics we know have long argued that we can or we should try to develop medicines, we should try to do the kind of research you're talking about in a different way without having to use lab monkeys. Where is that debate now on whether to keep doing it this way?
I think everyone agrees we should reduce our dependence on these models. And where we kind of are in terms of what the rules are is that there's oversight of animal research and there's really exciting technologies that could one day be used to maybe replace the use of these animals completely or reduce it significantly. You can make organs in a dish or little mini brain models and give them different kinds of diseases and study how they interact. But the whole animal is still used to get clues about more complicated questions that you can't necessarily access at this time. So what the people who do this research say is that we don't yet have equivalents to replace and just stop it today.
Let's talk about the shortage now that the industry is facing. On the demand side, has there been a surge in demand for these lab animals during the pandemic, say, when companies were developing therapies, developing vaccines?
Yeah, a lot of sort of different factors collided. So China stopped exporting primates, and they were one of the main sources. So that was one shift that happened. The supply changed. The second thing that happened is that there was a huge amount of effort to come up with therapeutics and vaccines for COVID, and that really increased the demand. So pharmaceutical companies and drug companies testing new medicines is one thing, and then the other side of that is other kinds of basic research, often by people who are funded by the National Institutes of Health, and they may be asking questions about drug development, or they might be asking much more fundamental questions about, you know, psychiatric disease or cognition or infectious disease.
Carolyn, one of the countries that's the largest sources of non-human primates for research is Cambodia, but there's a smuggling scandal there, I gather. What's happening there and how is that impacting the supply?
Yeah, Cambodia became the major supplier after China stopped exporting monkeys. In November, a bunch of people, including two government officials in Cambodia, were indicted for allegedly capturing wild monkeys, which were endangered from protected areas, and falsifying permits that suggested that they were actually bred in facilities for research purposes and selling them to companies, many of them in the U.S. And that's basically kind of put a halt on the supply of Cambodian monkeys to the U.S. market. Companies that purchased those monkeys may not be able to release them to researchers. And as that investigation continues, that's helped exacerbate the supply issues. And the prices are reportedly quite high.
So we have the shortage. We have seen prices skyrocket because of the supply shortage. For pharmaceutical companies, for researchers in the U.S., what do they say are the implications of the shortage?
ultimately, the fear would be that it would interfere with our ability to prepare for the next pandemic or to get new medicines on the market. But it's really hard to see that effect at this moment. But it's one of the things that people are concerned about, and much, much longer term. This isn't a resource that they are cavalier with, because you don't want an oversupply. That would be just unethical and cruel. But you also have the problem that you can't really ramp up the numbers very quickly, because primates breed on a less frequent schedule than, you know, a lab rat. And more care is taken in maintaining breeding colonies. So you're thinking 5 years down the road when you're thinking about this resource. So that's why there's been a lot of discussion about how the U.S. should be preparing. We don't really want to have a shortage next time. We really need these animals to help move biomedical research forward.
That is Carolyn Johnson, science reporter at The Washington Post. Carolyn, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.